Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something, inspired by the moth, seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 15th, 2011 at the Missoula Art Museum and features six storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Dear Diary, which ties into the art exhibit that was a fictionalized account of the Lost Journals of Sacagawea by artists Deborah Magpie Earling and Peter Rutledge Koch. This week's story comes from Caroline Keyes and is titled Mixtape Meanderings, an Audio Diary. Thank you for listening.
At a birthday party when I was kind of a tween in Lynchburg, Virginia, I overheard two girls say to each other, or one of the girls say to another one of the girls, only if you like really don't know the person very well do you give stationery or a diary to them for their birthday. And I heard that and I took it to heart and kind of kept receiving diaries for my birthday, and they kept stacking up on the shelf, and I kind of refused to write anything down in them. I made mixtapes. And my dress is coming open, just ignore that. Wow. It's okay, there's a slip under there. I have about 25 years worth of mixtapes around my house, and now they are CDs and they go on iPods and stuff like that. But sometimes I like to take myself out to lunch. One of my favorite out to lunch spots used to be the Wild Plum over in Dixon. I love to take a drive and go out to lunch, and that's no longer there. But recently I decided to go to Sealy Lake for lunch. And I dipped my hand into a big Tupperware tub full of mixtapes. And I picked one out, and it was a mixtape that I made in response to my very first unsupervised road trip in 1992 with a dear friend who was about to go out on a gap year to England, and with a boy who was a good friend of mine, and who, not on the first night of that road trip and not on the last night of that road trip, but on the second to last night of that road trip, climbed up the ladder to the loft where I was sleeping in his family's pool house and kissed me. And at that point, that was the second kiss that I'd ever had in my life. And the first one also came from him and had been at the very end of the previous school year before we all went our separate ways for the summer. This was a boarding school, so we all came together for the school year and went away for the summer. And so I had some pretty big hopes that this would happen again. So once we returned back to town, our road trip took us from Lynchburg to Williamsburg, Virginia, to Hampton, Virginia, and then down to Danville, Virginia, where his family, he lived on a plantation that had been in his family for years. His family had exported tobacco to Europe. And so here we are in Montana. It's 20 years later, and I'm putting this mixtape in for the drive to Sealy Lake. And the first song comes on. Deeper shade of soul, yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be a really fun trip. I'm driving by myself, singing. I mean, I knew all the words, singing along. And I can't wait to see what the next song is going to be. And the next song is by Body Count. And I forgot to say that I'd been dreaming about this boy all summer, and every time any like Indigo Girls or James Taylor or anything came on, you know, I was always like, oh, I think the song's about him. And so when this Body Count song came on, like, I was thinking about, wow, Caroline, like, excellent bold choice there, putting this explicit lyric stuff on this mixtape at age 16. And I got to listening to the song, and I realized that it was nothing way out there, nothing really that rebellious. It was kind of a Brer Rabbit tale about bedding the daughter of the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Like, I was like, iced tea, you know, come on. That's not as edgy as maybe I thought it was back in the day. And so I keep driving. I'm past Lubrecht. I'm took a left at the cow. I'm heading north, and Perry Farrell comes on. Oh, baby, I'm so tired. And I'm like, but I'm not tired. I could drive to Bab, and then I could drive to the North Pole, because this is the best mixtape ever. And here I am in 1992, like, so hopeful that taking some of the gems from this road trip that I'd just been on and putting them onto a tape and then giving them to the guy is just going to make everything better. I keep driving, and I get to a song, and I actually end up, I passed Sealy Lake, which was my final destination, because the tape was still going. And the song was just going do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. And I could have driven all day, but I turned around and I stopped at the filling station and ordered some lunch. And I sat down, and I was just filled with compassion and empathy for the me 20 years ago who had made this tape, like, in a way that I never would have felt about myself in the moment then, and don't now. I don't treat myself like that now, but I was just thinking, God, there's just so much. I mean, that was bold in my own little sense, to get these songs together and to put them on there. And I know that I gave him a copy, because I always keep a copy for myself. And I just was feeling great, and ate my JoJo's, and kind of came back to Missoula. And it's just funny to think about the spools in a tape. Like, it's not really an infinity sign. There's an end, and then it spirals back around. And got back in the car to go home, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers kept coming on, and I'm like, ugh, like, really? Like, I'm not. Maybe it's just because of where they are now and where I am now, but that wasn't doing it for me. And then there was some Primus, to be sure, and I got, I was gradually kind of losing energy, and pulled into where you have to go 30 miles an hour at Bonner, and that Megadeth song came on, just like the Pied Piper led rats through the street. And I'm like, what? like, you don't really like this stuff, Caroline. Like, this was not what you were listening to at this time. And then finally, as I was pulling off the interstate, coming back into the Rattlesnake to go home, the song that was playing was these Rasta people, like, talking their teacher into smoking pot. And, like, I'm just like, I didn't even smoke pot. Like, why is this, what is this doing here on this tape? And I got to thinking, like, and there's one other little glimpse, another glimpse where there was the end of one song, and then it had clearly been taken off of somebody else's mixtape, because there was a Metallica song after that. And I realized that I had taken that song off of a tape that this boy had made for another girl and that she had tossed out and I ended up with. And I was like, oh, wow, Caroline, like you basically made this mixtape spitting his stuff right back at him. You gave him nothing, absolutely nothing of yourself. Like, there wasn't, an Indigo Girls song. There was nothing from Rhythm of the Saints. Oh, I used to write Paul Simon love letters weekly back then. You just, you know, took what you thought he wanted and spat it right back to him. And I hope that in 20 years, my 56-year-old self will have as much empathy for me now as I do for me at 16. And I'm seeing I have 20 seconds, and I'm just going to say that if you do want to know the person you're giving a gift to, give them something of yourself. Don't give them a diary.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the Missoula community and the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana. More at montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Missoula Art Museum, free expression, free admission. More at missoulaartmuseum.org. Deborah Magpie Earling for sharing her story and for the inspiration for this quarter's theme with her exhibit, The Lost Journals of Sacagawea, with photo interventions by Peter Rutledge Koch. Josh Quick, illustration and design. Josh Quick, who designed the posters for this event. More at quickjosh.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. More at garagetees.net. Rockin' Rudy's, for providing the timekeeping gong, great music, great people, your home for music, gifts, and more. Rockin'Rudy's.com. Jess Millett for her help with timekeeping during this event. Nick Shantz for his help restoring the site when the servers crashed. The next Tell Us Something podcast will be posted next week on Tell Us Something Tuesday. Like us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, or at tellussomething.org. The next Tell Us Something event is scheduled for March 7th at the Top Hat, and the theme is Rites of Passage. Everyone has a story. What's yours?